Neil Young releases song protesting Trump's crime crackdown as D.C. mayor praises it. By Warner Todd Houston on August 29, 2025. Aging, left-wing rocker Neil Young released an anti-Trump song bashing President Donald Trump's Make America Safe Again campaign, even though crime in Washington, D.C. is falling. So much so that the city's Democrat mayor has thanked the president. In his song, Big Crime, the rabidly anti-Trump and anti-Republican Young is playing off the president's initiative in Washington, D.C. as he brings in the National Guard in a what has been a successful effort to crack down on the rampant crime that had been threatening the safety of residents and visitors alike. The song calls Trump a criminal, a fascist, blasts the National Guard, and also makes fun of Trump's signature phrase, Make America Great Again. There's big crime in D.C. at the White House, Young warbles to kick off the protest piece. He goes on to blast Trump as a fascist, saying, "Don't need no fascist rules, don't want no fascist schools, don't want soldiers walking on the streets and got to get the fascists out, got to clean the White House out, don't want soldiers on our streets." Riffing on the president's campaign slogan, Young also sings, "No more great again." Young reportedly recorded the screed live during a recent concert in Chicago. The song, though, doesn't align with the facts on the ground. Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., said Wednesday that President Trump's law enforcement surge has dramatically reduced crime and made neighborhoods feel safer. Young has spent an inordinate amount of time attacking Donald Trump, and a few months ago even suggested that he should be assassinated. In May, Young took to his website to blast Trump for criticizing left-winger Bruce Springsteen and added a line saying 8647, an allusion to assassinating Trump. Young had also joined extremist squad member Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and socialist Senator Bernie Sanders on their so-called oligarchy tour series of rallies. In April, the 79-year-old musician absurdly claimed that Trump will put him in jail for his opposition. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.